news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
Wanna live faster, faster. I got what you asked for. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. You ain't that shy, baby. Don't be acting bashful. Hands all in it like I'm picking out a raffle.
And we're live. LIVE live on this Sunday night, February 22nd, 2015. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Rant EM Radio's coverage of WWE Fastlane live from Memphis, Tennessee. Welcome, everybody. I am Double A, being joined on this kickoff, or this pre-show, I should say, by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea.
Yay,
yay. Yeah.
What's up, fellas?
Welcome, one and all.
What's up?
We are on the fast lane to WrestleMania, because that's the tagline they want us to use.
It's Tony C's favorite tagline.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Taglines are all the rage these days. I mean, we've got that one, and of course we've got Rant EM Radio's newest tagline. Well, there's always next year.
Always next year.
So, I tell you, interesting night tonight. Interesting night. I mean, usually we would have Elimination Chamber. We're not. And this is the first time WWE is holding Fastlane. And the kickoff is well underway with Renee Young, Booker T, Corey Graves, and Byron Saxton. But I don't know, man. This is one of them nights that it's just like you don't know what's going to happen, but you can only expect the mediocre.
Yeah. I was tearing this apart about a week ago before Dave and I covered it on, you know, previewed it on last Wednesday's episode. Mm-hmm. And Dave's like, I'm not going to let the name get in the way of what can potentially happen. And case in point, you just brought it up. So it's one of those nights where you hope that this sets the tone for the next 6 weeks.
Right.
And you hope that it, I mean, we all hope that it gets better, obviously. But it's one of those nights where it's like, you know, the shitty name may give away to a really good pay-per-view. Let's hope.
Now, of course.
Why do people hate Fat? You know what?
It's better. Honestly, you know me, man. I'm a gimmick guy, and I hated the Elimination Chamber. So this is better than the Elimination Chamber, I can tell you that.
Exactly.
Listen, I'm not a fan of naming the pay-per-views after gimmick matches. That's why I think Hell in a Cell and those pay-per-views should go. But you know what? There's been worse pay-per-view names out there. I mean, otherwise, you know, if we didn't change pay-per-view names once in a while, we would still be having, you know, the Wrestling Classic. Yeah. You know.
Tournament, though.
Or this Tuesday in Texas. Yeah. Even though that it's in Memphis and it's Sunday, you know, we could still have this Tuesday in Texas.
And Cyber
Sunday. Beware of Dog.
Yeah, exactly. Beware of the Dog. Why not? We should just have Beware of the Dog every year.
Yeah.
You know, there are some names they should have kept. I feel that before the big change a few years ago of all the pay-per-view names, their lineup was in terms of names, was solid. You had Vengeance and Backlash and Judgment Day and all these names that they were...
Should have never got rid of No Way Out.
No Way Out, and then they brought it back, and who knows if it'll be on the... If it's on the lineup this year, I don't know.
I was a fan of Judgment Day as well.
Yeah. You know,
yeah,
and...
Right after Judgment Day used to come after, what, No Mercy?
Yeah.
No, Judgment Day came after Backlash.
Backlash.
Came after Backlash. Right.
But there, yeah. That brings up another great pay-per-view name. No Mercy. Unforgiven.
Yeah.
Armageddon.
Oh, yeah, can't forget that.
You know, so, but whatever, you know. Listen, tonight's a very important night, but we all know that tomorrow night is the most important Raw of the year Because if they screw up tomorrow, the foundation for WrestleMania is ruined. So tomorrow is a very important night, and we'll find out what happens tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw from, I believe, Nashville and Music City, USA. But let's talk about tonight. I believe there are 7 matches on the card. Of course, during the kickoff, Paul Heyman will be a guest on Miz TV. We may pipe into the audio when that does take place. Is there anything in particular with this that is just you're truly like are you excited about anything other than the fact that this is the last pay-per-view before WrestleMania? Or is there anything that makes you jump at this pay-per-view? I can only think of one thing.
Sting.
That's one. That would probably be the one.
It's not Sting, Phil. Sting.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to put the soundboard on the pre-show, but yeah. And you know, I'm going to go off the curve.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Rusev and Cena.
That's the one I was going to say that I'm excited for.
Yeah, and we'll get into our predictions, but I'm really, really excited for that. I was telling the wife that last night. I said, I'm really excited. I mean, you know me, guys. I love his 30-year gimmick. I watched Rocky IV today to get myself in the mood. So I'm all set, man. Whatever he hits, he destroys.
Do you think Cena was training through the snow today?
Yep, he was splitting logs. He let his facial hair grow. We hired a black trainer. He's got a low life brother in law. He's all set. He's all set.
He's got to be willing to stand in front of me and die.
That's right.
And be ready to die.
He's ready to die.
If he dies, he dies.
He dies.
Oh, man. Anyways,
if he comes out with Star Spangled Banner George, though, man, that would be...
He was aggressive. He was aggressive on Raw, man. I like the build up. You know, as much as everybody shits on John Cena the last several years,
got to put him over. Yeah, that's the thing. Forget the story has to be. You got to put him in the end. If they're gonna get 2 matches out of this, in the end, Rusev has to win.
Absolutely.
That's what the story has.
I guess we'll get into that. We do our predictions, but
yeah.
I was looking for the. Here we go. This is what I was looking for. Horrible quality that sounded, but okay. Anyways.
For the best movie soundtrack ever.
A lot of people
are one of the greatest.
Now, of course, this is the final time, or not the final time, but of course, we are winding down the free subscription month on the WWE Network. So if you want to watch this pay-per-view, please. I don't want to hear anybody asking for links in the chat room. Sign up!
Yeah, seriously, it's free.
And watch the damn thing for free.
Cheap bastards, man. I mean, you can't...
Jesus.
I don't understand.
People are lazy, Phil. They're lazy.
If you live on a part of the world that you can't get, like, you know, like our friends over the pond who at one point didn't get it,
right,
and you want to hook them with a link, yeah, why not? But it's $10 a month. You spend more on that in a day and... probably half the food that you eat.
Exactly.
I spend more on spilled liquor.
That's right, Buddy Landell. That's what I'm talking about. But no, seriously, though. Take advantage, man. They're adding content every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know, even though they added some of the stuff, you know, if you're a diehard, you'll get the tapes, you'll get the DVDs. But come on, man. You can't knock that nostalgia, man. They got a lot of good stuff on there going on. And it's free right now, so do it.
Matt? Get yourself a U.S. address, and that'll solve your problem.
Yeah, we got to get Matt like one of those. They have the IP address screeners, man. I gotta hook him up or try to hook him up with something. They have something like that.
Well, he needs a physical address to use.
I don't know what the hell
he
is
needs.
Wrong.
Like, because if they don't have it where he is, he's got to get like an IP address, like an internet connection that you and I have here in the States. So there's a way to get it to him. I just have to figure out the technology, but. You know,
with that we say hello to Surfer.
Yo,
hello.
Uh-oh. We just wrapped up the comic book show. Still thawing out his knees this week. I tell you, Surfer.
How you feeling, big man?
Simple.
What was that?
I wish it was that simple.
Maybe it is. You never know.
How you feeling, Surfer? You all right?
Wrapping up that
Nah, I've been on injured reserve for the last 3 weeks.
He's on injured. I tell you, the temperature dipped below 10, and his knees locked up like.
It's been really bad over here, boss. Not for nothing. We thawed out today. It went up to like 40 degrees, and it's going to drop to 12 tonight. So, but yeah.
Listen, we had a little cold snap down here too.
Yeah, you had 48 hours. Quit your bitching up down there.
I'm not bitching.
I was a cold.
Listen, I'm not bitching. I said bring on some more. I welcome it. I welcome it, but anyways.
Oh yeah.
And I'll be talking, and for those of you that are wondering, I'll be talking about the result of my car accident on Tuesday.
Yeah, but you got the new whip?
I got a new car.
Dude, I saw pictures of you. He was styling a profiler this weekend.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something.
You're a limousine riding, jet flying.
You know your car is badass when you can pull movie times from the dashboard.
That's what I'm talking about. What'd you get?
I was driving a Rogue before, and now I just got a new Rogue. That's all.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Nissan guy.
The Honda people. One of the older gentlemen that's in my Stratomatic baseball league. Uh-huh. He's got the new Odyssey, and him and I were in a car 2 weeks ago, and all of a sudden his dashboard lit up, and he got an email. The thing read the email to him.
Yeah.
I was like, get the fuck out of here. Yep. You serious?
Let me tell you something. My good friend, I plug in my phone, right, and guess what? I can access Facebook and Twitter from the dashboard.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, I heard that Apple wants to make a car now.
Yeah, they're in the cahoots with that already. Apparently,
it's gonna be. Yeah, I'll talk about that.
Technology is taking over.
I'll talk about that on Tuesday, though. With that, we also say hello to Rage, who's gonna be a part of this panel, big panel today, and we've got a lot to talk about. Like I said, 7 matches on this card, of course. If you're joining us, stick with us throughout the course of the next 5 hours, because we will be here for the pre-show. Then, of course, we'll be chatting in the network chat room during the pay-per-view. And, of course, match results and things like that can be found on the website, rantamradio.com. Of course, also on Facebook and Twitter at rantamradio. At 11 p.m., we'll hit the air once again live with a post-show recapping everything that went down. But, I want to remind everybody, though, because we're getting into a very busy time of the year now. WrestleMania around the corner. We've got another...
need people to work extra hours, overtime
shifts. The network staff is going to start putting in some heavy overtime here. We've got a live Rant and Wrestling coming up in the middle of March. Next Sunday, Phil and Dave, they're going to be covering the ROH pay-per-view.
Yeah, Dave in studio. I just found that out.
Dave in studio. But tomorrow night, usually when we do pay-per-views, I promo everything during the post-show, but I have to promo this during the pre-show. Tomorrow night, Rant EM Radio Premiere Monday, because we have not one, but we've got 2 brand new shows debuting on this network tomorrow night, beginning at 7 p.m., Will Sweeney and That Awful Podcast at 7 p.m., and Lee and Rage live at 11:15 following Monday Night Raw with Freaks and Effing Geeks. I think that's the finalized title. I think they finally figured out that that one will not get us sued,
But the Black Achiever Awards won't get it sued though either, right?
No, that won't. No. And you know what was funny? We did the Black Achiever Awards on Thursday, and then I was watching TV, I don't know if it was Friday or Saturday, and the BET Honors were going on this weekend.
Yeah.
So it just everything just kind of coincided, synced up together, yeah. Coincided.
Hey, we started it.
And yeah. By the way, don't watch the Oscars. Who the hell wants to watch the Oscars?
Yeah. You know exactly. What? I can be honest with you. Yeah, not because Will has been my best friend for 20 years. He put a lot of work into the podcast. So give it a listen. It's pretty cool. It's not wrestling related, but it's pop culture.
Pop culture.
Will's a funny guy. He's best friends with me. He's got to be funny.
Both shows, by the way, on Monday are not wrestling shows.
No, and I'm super, and I love Will to death, but I'm really, really excited for Lee and Rage. I think that's going to come off very well.
Yes. Phil, can you ask Will... can he do an Ike Turner retrospective show?
I definitely prefer it. I can't guarantee it, but Will is game, man. He's out of his mind. So
I may
right in with the crew. So
I may sample. I do have tomorrow's show already in my possession, so I may be sampling a little bit of it, and I'll tell you guys. I'll give you guys the big thumbs up here during the post show. Probably I don't know if I'll listen to it during the pay per view, but I might sample a little tidbit of it during all this. But also, don't watch. I don't want to hear anybody watching the Oscars, Total Divas, or the UFC event going on.
I can't get into award shows where I've never seen the movie.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? This happens every year.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, it's like it was all the big movies got awards. Now, whatever award Guardians of the Galaxy will get, it probably won't even make it to the pre-show. It'll be like a special
show.
Yeah, special visual effects award goes to Guardians of the Galaxy. They'll put it in the credits on the way out.
But American Sniper just came out and it's nominated for this and nominated for that. Like, didn't even give us a chance to see the damn thing.
But it got released in the end of December, so
not good enough.
Yeah, if it comes out after July, I think of last year, it's considered, I guess, nominated. I don't know how it works.
It's the calendar year. All you got to do is
get
released in New York and L.A. within that last week of December for it to count.
Who cares?
Yeah, just don't do that. Listen to us. Watch the pay per view. It's a better. So
go listen to a replay of the Black Achiever Awards if you want an award show.
That's right.
That was a great show.
Yeah.
Remember Hustling Flow won an Oscar?
Yeah, I actually saw that movie. I was excited.
It was for best song or something, and 3-6 Mafia. You know, it's hard out here for a pimp.
You talking about when they perform, it's hard out here for a pimp, and had everybody
at the Oscars
in the audience feeling uncomfortable looking around like, are they singing about a pimp? Really?
Well, no, they wanted Terrence Howard to perform the song. He smartly agreed not to.
Those white people?
They were really... Well, Taraji tore it up, though. So it was...
Gift bags tonight are worth over 160 grand, dudes. The gift bag that the nominees are getting, 160 grand. Car rental,
well,
posh hotels.
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen the gift bag. It was
worth $1.66. So
Bill Maher obtained one of the gift bags on Real Time on Friday. So I saw what they're getting.
They're not better than the Black Achiever gift bag. So what?
No way, dude. Come on. Those Corral gift cards were the shit. Come on now.
Yeah, I threw in 8-track players and Marlboro cigarettes.
Afro pick with the spray on the end, man.
Marlboro cigarettes.
A lot of people don't know that there was a piece of dark meat in the basket as well. Anyway,
piece of dark meat,
a can of Glory Greens.
Whoop that trick.
Let's talk about this pay per view because that to be honest with you, this pay per view is a little bit more important.
True that.
Not did the Black Achiever Awards, but okay.
So, let's kick it off because I don't believe there's any particular order that we need to follow today, but the Divas are in action. And this should be interesting. The champion, Nikki Bella, defends her title against the former champion, Paige. We'll go around the room, get our predictions from everybody. With that, we'll start with Phil. Phil, who you got on this?
You know how I feel about women's wrestling. This is my...
You know what? Wait a minute. That's my
Trader Joe's ice cream break match. I guess I'll take the Bella to retain. I don't think she'll drop it until Mania.
Okay. Tony C.
I'm going to agree with Phil. The total package, Nikki Bella.
Surfer.
Yeah, it's going to be Bella.
Rage?
Yeah, I forfed that motion.
You forfed that motion. I'm fed up with this fact that WWE is using these sets over and over again. I'm tired.
I've been tired of it.
I know, I've been tired
too. It's
not original. But you know what? The thing is, the entire set is an LED monitor, okay? I get it. Cost-cutting measures. But for God's sakes, take one of those panels and just turn it sideways to give us a little variety.
Something tells me they're gonna put a car. Like have they shown any cars on the?
No, they haven't showed the full.
No,
thing
they
yet.
Say that for Over the Limit Rage.
There's no more Over the Limit.
Oh my God, this dude. Okay, you ready for this? This goofball Jake just is FaceTiming me. Hold on, Jake. Yeah. Do you know I'm on the air, right?
Oh no, I forgot. I just need the thing.
I'll text it to you. You could have texted me. You know.
Nice.
You know you're on the air, right?
I could care less.
You could care less, okay. Well, anyways, I'll text it to you, butthead.
All
right,
thanks, Big Bird.
All right.
Big Bird.
Anyways.
I swear, if I didn't know, you two are more like brothers than you are like, you know, uncle and nephew. Yeah. Like, really.
So, play, is that your CB handle, Big Bird?
No, I wish.
Breaker, Big Bird.
Breaker 19, Big Bird here on the side 95 South.
Anyways, I'm going to go with... I'm actually going to take Paige on this one because I don't see them going to WrestleMania.
You're riding Paige?
I'm riding... Well, despite what your picture says...
He would split her spleen. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
But yeah.
He would split her spleen really well.
Goddamn right he would. Keep the stream moving. I hate women's wrestling.
All right, hold on, because this... Because, see, I knew that this goofball was going to ask me for the password. And, because, of course, you know.
Is the password...
Those two look a little close together. Look at them.
What two?
Aunt Dean and Renee Young. Aren't they supposedly dating? Look, they're trying so hard to hide
it. I
don't
know if they're finagling.
Kid Human said it's in a double A. We'll call him Double B for Big Bird.
Aye, aye. Anyways... Let's move on
Double
to the
A,
next
what's
minute.
The internet password or whatever?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Great password.
Anyways, I think I gave him the right one. Next match on this illustrious card, we're going to go the opposite way. Let's talk about Dean Ambrose because while they're previewing this match on the kickoff, Dean Ambrose gets a shot at the Intercontinental title and champion, Bad News Barrett. We'll start with Rage on this one.
I guess I'll go with Dean Ambrose for the win. It seems like they're pushing him to get it, so I guess I'll go with him.
Okay, Surfer.
Barrett.
Barrett, you said, huh?
Yes.
Tony C.
Ambrose by disqualification.
So you think that they're going to have a rematch?
Yep.
And the Impact player, Phil Rea.
I'm actually going to agree with Mr. Tony C. I think Ambrose wins with some kind of swerve or a DQ, and they'll build the Mania.
All right. I'm going with Ambrose just cleanly for the win. I think he's going to take the title. He's going to become the Intercontinental Champion for, I believe, the first time in his career. And I think it's going to set
will
up...
Will he defend it this time?
I think so. He was too busy with the Shield the last time. So I think I'm pretty sure he's going to...
Have more title defenses.
And to be honest with you... I think they may set up a substantial match for him at WrestleMania.
That belt's changed hands a lot in the last several months, though.
Yeah, I agree. It should have never left Ziggler, to be honest with you.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, I don't see the appeal of Bad News Barrett.
Oh, come on.
I love him.
I don't. Everybody loves him.
Yeah, they're big on him. I don't think he's over-the-top amazing. He is very sound, though, and he does come off. He's very charismatic. You know, I like.
He'll never be as over as he was with the Nexus, though.
Yeah, no, that Nexus team was slick.
So. Yeah, but whatever. Let's see. Going on to a match that should be interesting, and I'm gonna give it the double A.
I apologize for this, by the way.
Oh, that's okay. You know, I know that there's
Newark is no longer the
capital. There's a lot of riffraff in Newark, so.
No, like I was trying to hit the mute button and. No.
Well, you didn't hit it hard enough. Anyways, this is going to be AA's match to look out for. WWE Tag Team titles on the line. The Usos will defend their titles against Cesaro and Tyson Kidd. Phil?
You know what? I'm going to take the new team for the upset.
Okay.
I think it makes an intriguing story now with the Rhodes brothers breaking up. I think it's just kind of get some fresh meat on put the straps on some fresh meat. So
okay, Tony C.
I want to preface this by saying whoever wins this match should defend the titles at Mania against the reunited primetime players.
All right.
But with that being millions of dollars. But with that being said, my heart says Usos. My head says Tyson and Cesaro. So, gonna go with Tyson and Cesaro for the win.
You know, just to piggyback on that, Tony C, I think Mania is gonna have some kind of tag team turmoil.
Where
a bunch of teams are gonna be.
You just did one though.
But you know what though? I think Mania, they're gonna tune it up.
Don't step on your field. And then the simple fact of how they did it, they squashed all the tag teams. We don't want to see I'd rather a four corners type match than a turmoil match.
But. Yeah, I guess. But you could still showcase the New Day guys and you could showcase what's their faces? $1 million. You could get them back in the fold.
Yeah.
So, can I tell you a stupid question that just came across on Twitter? So, apparently there's a Ask Uso thing going on today. You can chat with the Usos, I think. And somebody just... I hate wrestling fans. If you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself? Let me ask that to everybody here in the room.
Is a five-year-old asking that question?
No. A podcast.
Oh, it wasn't mine.
No, the podcast will remain nameless.
Because Dave doesn't work my Twitter, so it's just
no hope for the human race.
I mean, would you guys eat yourself if you were a hot dog?
No,
of course not.
No,
I'd be full of byproducts. Nobody would want to eat me. I wouldn't be 100% beef.
I mean,
I'd be kosher. I can tell you that.
Oh my god,
you'd be a Hebrew national.
Damn right.
Right. Oh my god!
Me and Rage had some the original Nathans. Can't.
Oh no, those are great.
Yeah, you can't.
Oh my god, those were original,
man, like the one from the 30s.
The best hot dogs. They're the two. Don't let anybody tell you any different. The best hot dogs are either Nathans or Sabrats.
Sabrats are the best. I have them in my freezer right now, dude. I got them in my freezer right now. I would grill them. They're the best.
Oh, no, man. Those Ethan Watsons.
That's right.
I love the snap.
Ethan Watsons are pretty good. The Pathmark right here by my house, the supermarket, they have Ethan Watson like cold cuts and hot dogs. They make fantastic hot dogs, but they're not as good as the Sabretti's or the Nathan's, man.
Well, I'm sitting this one out. I'm not a hot dog person.
Not at all, Tony? Not even the pure beef ones?
No.
All right.
Not my cup of tea. I ate them a lot growing up, so.
I'm thinking another road trip to, not a real road trip for me, but another trip to CI to some. I got some more dogs.
Oh, man. Let's be honest, okay? A foot long hot dog is, while it might be delicious, is rather obscene. Anyways.
Nathan has a foot long at my baseball stadium at City Field Mets.
Yeah.
So it is obscene, but still delicious and filling, so.
Anyways, getting back to this tag team match, let's go to Surfer.
I'll go to Usos.
Can you believe Ask Usos is the number one trend in the world? Jesus Christ. You're going with the Usos. Okay, Rage.
I'm going with Cesaro and Kid for the upset.
I'm going to go with them as well. I think it's time. I think Cesaro is... I feel bad for Cesaro because he makes 20 steps and then he goes back 10. But
it's not his fault, though.
It's not his fault. And Tyson, I think Tyson hasn't really had a chance to shine for about 3 or 4 years now. And especially with this whole Total Divas thing where he's been made to look like a complete tool. You know, especially after the first season when he was, you
know, want to play video games,
he was very weak. And Natty would be walking around in her bra and panties, and Tyson just would be like, "Yeah, you know, let's watch. I want to watch this match or whatever." You know,
they've been intimate since junior high school. He's bored of that snatch already.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't seem like he. I don't even think they sleep in the same bedroom in real life.
He probably has a game room.
No, they. You know what, Surfer? They have 50s beds.
I love Lucy beds.
They have two twins in the bedroom.
Two twins. Oh my god!
With a night table in the middle,
and he's at a Call of Duty room in a basement.
Yeah,
with his head.
His vibrating chair.
Yeah,
the game chair. There we go. That's what I want to say.
The Walmart game chair.
Yeah,
gaming chair.
So this should be a match everybody should watch out for. This could go up there. I'm not going to say it's going to be the match of the night. However,
it could steal the show.
It could steal the show, and it has tag team match of the year contendership written all over it. That's just my humble opinion.
Is it? It's slammy worthy already, Hubble?
Slammy worthy, I think so. Because both teams are well qualified to put on a hell of a match.
I totally agree.
So who are you picking?
I'm going with Cesaro and Tyson Kidd. It's their time.
Yeah, you got to do something with Cesaro, man. Shit or get off the pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In what probably, though, will be the match of the night.
Double A's match.
This is Double A's match of the night. Stamp it. I need to get a stamp sound effect. There it is. The match of the night, I believe, and it's a match we've been looking forward to now for about 2 years, the Dust Brothers will battle it out. Gold Dust will face Stardust. But here's what I think, and I'm going to go first on this. Stardust will become victorious. Will be victorious. However, while it more than likely will happen at WrestleMania, don't let it pass you by the simple fact or the simple possibility that Stardust won't be facing Gold Dust. He'll be facing Dustin Rhodes.
Ooh.
At Mania?
No, tonight. I have a feeling that if that happens, more than likely it'll happen at WrestleMania. But the possibility of it happening tonight is there.
Sorry about that.
Here's how I think that makes perfect sense. Here's a guy who's in great shape for his age. He's in his mid-40s at this point.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's nothing else for him to do. He's done everything as that character.
Right.
Last time you saw him as Dustin Rhodes here, he was still before his WCW run. So that would make perfect sense where he would have to change characters to try to break Cody away from the nonsense and get him back to the pole.
So. Can I add a caveat to that match at Mania?
Go ahead.
Make Dusty special guest referee.
Wow. I think if Dusty drops to the floor for the count, he ain't gonna get back up.
I don't think there'll be a winner to this. I think the match will end via disqualification or count out or whatever to set up for Mania. And I think it would be good if Dusty was a special guest referee.
Or enforcer or something.
Special guest or enforcer, yeah.
So let's go around the room. I said Stardust is going to take it. Let's start with Phil.
I'll take Stardust for the win. I do like Dustin Rhodes changing back into the family fold. That's a great observation on your part. Going with that,
Tony C.
I'm going to go with Stardust for the victory.
Matt says Seven should face Cody Rhodes. what was his name in TNA?
The Prince of Darkness.
No. It was
Kevin Sullivan. What's the matter with you?
Oh God, what was his name in TNA? Black Rain.
Black Rain.
Oh yeah, him.
That was his name.
That was when he came back. Yeah, yeah, I thought you were talking about his original thing.
What was it? That character's name? He was when he levitated in WCW.
Seven.
Okay. Yeah. That was
Surfer.
I guess I'll go with Stardust.
What about Rage?
You already picked Stardust.
You picked Stardust, Rage? Okay. Well, I guess that's it. Everybody's going with Stardust on this one, and it just makes sense, but I really believe Goldust should not wrestle tonight. It should be Dustin Rhodes.
That'd be awesome.
You know, and if they want to save that for WrestleMania, even better. But this is going to be your match of the night.
He should come out with those, remember those cowboy boots he had, the red and white ones?
Exactly. He should, and he should come out to to the Natural theme song.
Call him the Natural. Natural.
Oh, that'd be perfect, man. Hold on, where is that?
You have all that stuff? You and I have to collaborate. I need that CW shit.
Well, of course, this has got the long intro, but hold on. Here we go. Oh, come on, skip ahead. Here we go.
Well, they call him the Natural. Natural as can be. Yeah, they call him the Natural. It just comes naturally.
You know, WCW's music production guys were a bunch of good old boys, right? That sat in the garage.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Probably Ole Anderson's cousins.
Well, you know what I find very funny, though, about this? So, let's say Dusty's at ringside. So you got the two Rhodes brothers doing action in the ring. And then you got Eden Styles doing the ring introductions. It's a whole family thing.
Yeah.
You know?
But if coming down the ramp, AA, it's a woman with the computer and glasses.
Oh, God. Don't tell me Alexandra York is going to come out.
With an iPad, though. Not that big IBM 7-pound computer from 1990.
Why not? That would be perfect.
Yeah.
The Hewlett Packard.
The Hewlett Packard, yeah.
Oh, man. That'd be funny if they're just in the middle of the match, you start hearing... What the hell? Thomas Rich! The tailor-made man? Richard Morton? Here comes Alexandra York... The York Foundation... And then Michael Cole's like, we haven't seen them in 25 years. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Wildfire.
Wildfire Tommy Rich.
That's the team back because they gave him a bad stock tip in Hall of Meat.
And that's Lee's favorite most recent picture is of Tommy Rich.
Anyway. Tommy Rich.
Oh, man. Poor Tommy
Rich.
Poor Tommy.
Tom is rich.
Moving on. 6-man tag team match. I guess they had to give Seth something to do. Seth Rollins, Kane, and the Big Show will go up against the three men that were fired when the Authority returned. Dolph Ziggler, Eric Rowan, and Ryback. We'll start with Rage on this one. Rage, listen, Rage. I told you you shouldn't be taking a dump while we're doing a show here. Oh, he's gone.
His apartment complex got raided.
Well, we'll start with Surfer then.
I'm sorry. Who are they fighting?
Rowan, Ziggler, and Ryback against Rollins, Big Show, and Kane.
We're going with Rollins, Big Show, and Kane.
Basically, the Authority.
The Authority, yes.
All right, Tony C.
Going with the faces.
You're going with the faces? You think this is their time to shine?
Yeah, because they're setting up that Big Show and Kane at Mania. So.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. So.
Oh, Michael Wall Street will also be a part of the York Foundation.
BK Wall
Street? BK Wall Street.
Boy. Phil, who are you going with this?
I can't stand Big Show and Kane on television, but I got to go with the faces only because they why would they fire him, bring him back, and then have him job on a pay per view?
Yeah,
Ziggles is going to steal the show and take care of business.
Yeah, Rage, who are you going with this one on the 6-man tag?
Guess I'm going with the faces.
You're going with the faces. Okay, I'm also going to go with the faces on this one. I think it doesn't take anything away from Rollins. Rollins may actually play the the cowardice heel card tonight and run off.
I think so. Eric Rowan just it's not he's the reason why they're gonna lose.
Okay. Also, oh wait a minute, is this your can you I don't believe it. Oh no, wait. Is this gonna be your main event? It's possible. But I don't think so. But a match that I am looking forward to. United States Championship on the line. The champion, Rusev, against former two-time U.S. champion, John Cena. Uh-oh. Phil.
I got to go with Rusev. Cena's going to put him over to hype up WrestleMania. First of all, Cena has the U.S. title.
Uh-huh.
Cena has the U.S. title to Cena, even though belts are insignificant, yeah, you know, you got to build the story. You know, what else are they going to do for him? What else do you have John Cena doing at WrestleMania besides being a Rocky? You know what I'm saying? So, I like Rusev for the win. I like Lana to look, and we'll call it.
Okay, Tony C.
You asked for me, Double?
Yeah, I asked for you.
So, ooh, this is a tough one.
Don't hurt yourself, T.
Hey, James Brown performing. Hey, yeah.
Dude, imagine to bring him out like the hologram, like Tupac. In America. They're in Nashville, so.
Nashville. So the rematch has to be in Russia. We fight in Russia or we fight nowhere.
Right.
Come on, Tony C. Where you going?
On fire, baby.
Oh, that's war.
Oh,
that's hard on fire. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. So they're showing Cameron and Eva Marie on the red carpet of the Oscars. What the hell are they doing there?
It ain't the black carpet, right?
No.
Exactly.
It ain't the black carpet. But Tony, see, who you going with this?
I'm going with Cena by DQ.
Ah. Uh-huh.
You're going with Cena by DQ, huh?
Yeah, and they fight in Russia to do the rematch in Russia. You know, for Mania, everybody's match is going to be in, California and stuff for this one. The rematch is going to be in Russia.
I have satellite. We'll call Weathers at ringside.
Oh, they're going to say the Russian national anthem before the match.
My vocals with the national anthem. Come on, stop playing.
Oh, my God. Surfer.
Cena via count out.
You think it's going to be via count out, huh? All right. Rage. See, Rage, you're a sycophant. Anyways, I'm going with.
Wait. No, I'm saying this is the main. I was saying this is the main event, right?
It's possible.
Possibly.
Yeah, then I'm going with Cena.
I'm going to go with Cena straight up as well, and I'm going to tell you why I'm going with John Cena. I think Cena. It's possible Cena may only be the champion for one day.
What?
I think Rusev will get the title back. I think it's going to be one of those loopholes, and Rusev's going to get a rematch, and he'll win it back tomorrow night on Raw. The way I figure this is that they want to get that loss in Rusev's. You know, they want to get it out of the way for Rusev. So they don't have to worry about it anymore. I don't know. I'm thinking of it. Maybe I'm thinking about it in an incorrect way, but that's possible. But whatever. There's also somebody is reporting. There's a few people reporting that Sheamus may play a role in this match.
To cost Cena?
And cost Cena the match.
Oh, Sheamus Cena Mania.
Yeah, I don't know.
So what?
I don't know if I'm too fond of that, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, for what? What for what? What does it matter?
Give Cena something to do.
Against Sheamus, though?
Yeah.
The best we can do.
We haven't seen it that many times.
Well, what else are you going to have John Cena do?
Sorry, boys. I just wait for a second.
No, go ahead. What else are you going to have John Cena do at WrestleMania?
Hello.
Throw him in the title picture. Make it a four.
Put him in another battle royal or something. I think they should bring back that Andre the Giant battle royal shit and have him do it.
They probably will.
And have him in there. Throw him in there.
It's possible.
Now, watch this, Double A. What about this, Rays? Put him in the title picture. The WWE title picture.
Oh yeah? Against Brock? All right, then do it. Do it. Do it so he can get his ass kicked. Really get his ass kicked this time.
I was saying that we already, it's him and Sheamus is something different, man. We haven't seen that many times.
Are we at the title match? Are we at the first contender match already?
Well, no, that's the main event, and here's we're probably gonna pipe in Paul Heyman here any second, but the main event, what probably is going to be the main event, number one contendership on the line. The winner will face Brock Lesnar in the main event for the World Heavyweight Championship. The Royal Rumble winner, Roman Reigns, against Daniel Bryan. Phil, you go first. Boy. Rage.
Hello. Paddy Wagon. Yeah. All right, cut that window, man. Paddy Wagon's outside.
You're funny.
Put that pipe away. I'm gonna take for the win. I think this is Sheamus' night.
But you know what, Rage? You should go answer that. Seems like it's very important.
That's right. The delivery guy. He's really pissed.
Yeah, man. Go get that chicken, son.
Anyways, what were you saying, Phil? Go ahead.
It has to be Roman Reigns, hands down. And I think this is Sheamus' night to come back and swerve it and ruin it for Daniel Bryan because they have some unfinished business and sets up something for them to do at Mania.
Okay. Not for anything that anybody should pay attention to, but there is an interesting looking contraption on the ring post. There's like a plate on the outside and there's holes on the front of the post. I don't know what that means, but whenever the ring posts are modified, something might happen. Anyways, let's send it up right now to Memphis, though, and hear what Paul Heyman has to say.
Because with all your talents, I understand why you would be concerned, dare I say afraid, that Brock Lesnar would be here. And as great of an actor as you are, sir, you're not that good of an actor to hide your fear. Ladies and gentlemen, for the record, my name is Paul Heyman, and my client, the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, Brock Lesnar, is not here this evening.
I will have you know that I am an amazing actor. And very, very shortly, I will win an Oscar. Just so you know that, just so we have that clear. And since we're on this subject, first and foremost, I'll have you know that I have won the main event at WrestleMania, successfully defending the WWE Championship. So if I think that's an important question, it's an important question. And here's another important question that I would love to ask you. Does he prefer which one, Daniel Bryan or Roman Reigns? Now, Daniel Bryan, I know, is about the size of Brock Lesnar's one leg. But last year, he did defeat Triple H. Then, less than 3 hours later, both exhausted mentally and physically, he went on to defeat Randy Orton and Batista at WrestleMania.
I understand why someone would suggest that Daniel Bryan has a prayer against Brock Lesnar, and I don't discount Daniel Bryan's chances because of the size difference. I understand how talented Daniel Bryan is. I understand the wave of momentum that Daniel Bryan is riding. I understand that everyone here has their hopes and their dreams pinned on Daniel Bryan going on to WrestleMania and taking the WWE Championship away from Brock Lesnar, but I can assure you that if Daniel Bryan beats Roman Reigns tonight, my client Brock Lesnar will not be concerned. Is he with you?
He is my personal assistant. Do you need anything, Paul?
I need for him to stop staring me down. I don't like the way he's looking at me, to be honest with you.
What do you think you're doing? What do you think you're doing? You want to act like a child? When my hand goes up, your mouth goes shut. You want to act like a child? Then I'm going to treat you like a child. Turn around and face the turnbuckle. Turn around in that corner. Oh, you just bow up? You're going to bow up? Sit down in that corner and turn around. Nobody wants to see you. This is an interview with Mr. Heyman. The attention is not about Mizdow right now. You get that? You got it? Good. When my hand goes up, your mouth goes shut. My apologies, Mr. Heyman. Where was I?
You're going to ask me about Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns, exactly.
And that's a very good question, sir, which is why it's a privilege to be here on this show. I understand all about Roman Reigns. I've known his family since I was 13, 14 years old. Roman Reigns is the baddest dude from the most vicious tribe, from the most violent island of Samoa. And Roman Reigns was the badass of the Shield. And Roman Reigns went through 29 other men to win the Royal Rumble. And if Roman Reigns goes through Daniel Bryan tonight, he will lose at WrestleMania to the reigning, defending. It's okay, because you might have missed something. I'll just start over again. A very intelligent question, Mr. Miz, which is why I'm privileged to be here on your show. Roman Reigns is the baddest dude from the most vicious tribe from the most violent isle of Samoa. But it does not matter if Roman Reigns or Daniel Bryan wins tonight. Because either way, the winner will be the loser. Because if Daniel Bryan wins tonight, we're going to have how many thousands, 70, 80, 90,000 people at WrestleMania chanting, yes, 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 yes. And he will lose to Brock Lesnar, just like Roman Reigns will lose to Brock Lesnar. And I assure you, you can believe that.
And there we go. Paul Heyman.
And God has spoken.
And God has spoken. There you go.
All of it hinges on if he signs that, if he re-signs.
Yeah.
If he re-signs, they might as well don't even show up.
That was your weekly sermon from Paul E. Heyman.
Yeah, I can listen to him talk all day. The bottom line is Brock is not making appearances every week, so Heyman has to be the mouthpiece. He has to put Brock over, and he has to make Brock relevant, even though he's been on TV three times in the last 6 months.
I expect Brock tomorrow night on Raw.
Well, I mean, again, he's got to be on there. He has to be on TV at least twice before Mania.
Yeah.
At least, at minimum.
Yeah.
So it makes sense tomorrow and, I guess, the go-home show the Monday before.
Yeah. Tony C. Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan.
All right, hear me out on this one because there's been a few different caveats I've saw. If they go with the Ziggler swerve, it's going to be Roman Reigns with Ziggler swerving Bryant. Or a no contest. And then they do the three-way.
Three-way dance. Okay.
Yep.
Surfer.
That's how you get to the three-way.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to win, but I do think if this match doesn't end with a winner, and if Cena's match doesn't end with a real winner, and then what was the other match? Thought it was going to be some kind of disqualification? Somebody mentioned?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned an earlier match going to end in disqualification?
Yeah, one of the, probably like Ambrose and Barrett.
Yeah, Ambrose and...
The matches end up like that. This has got to be a bad pay-per-view.
Well, it's stuck in between this and the Rumble and Mania, so... Yeah. And then Mania's in March.
At the end of
March, like one less week.
Yeah. So, Surfer, who you going with?
I don't know. I'll go with Reigns.
Going with Reigns. What about the one they call Rage? Rage, we have about 2.5 minutes. Come on.
Hello?
Ah, the hell with him. Anyways.
No, my phone was... No, that was catering to my nephew. Calm down.
Well.
But I really don't think there will be a winner in this match, because this match, I think this is going to be a triple threat match at Mania for the title. So I can definitely this is going to be a no contest for me.
Okay.
So
I'm going with Daniel Bryan, but I have a feeling that we're going to have something happen tomorrow night on Raw. That's just my...
So you're picking the swerve to go down tomorrow night?
I have a feeling the swerve will go down tomorrow. But we'll have to see what happens. Because I don't think WWE would be stupid enough to let what happened at the Royal Rumble happen again tonight.
Yeah, that's true.
You really?
I don't think that they would. Because considering the backlash that happened, please.
Yeah, I agree. They totally dropped the ball and have no way of covering it at this point.
Yeah.
So they have to come correct tonight.
And in regards to Sting and Triple H, the only thing I could tell you is... Anyways, stick around, because we will be chatting over the course of the next 3 hours here on RantAmRadio.com. And of course, at 11 p.m., we'll hit the air one more time with a live post-show recapping everything that went down. I implore you to stick around for the next 4 hours, people. It's going to be a very, very, very interesting night. Don't go anywhere. Match results can be found on Facebook and Twitter at RantAmRadio, and of course on the website, RantAmRadio.com. Any final thoughts before we close it out?
Shout out to Harry checking in from the UK in the chat room and everybody else who hung out.
Yes. Thank you very much. Big ups to everybody in the chat room. Once again, stay with us because we will be chatting and conversing. We want to hear what everybody has to say. And as Pastor Sadell says in the chat room, because he quote Tony Schiavone from that infamous night, Thursday night, January 8th, 1998, Sting talked. Sting has spoken.
Sting.
Anyways, with that, yes, we are going to be hanging out in the chat, Matt. So with that, for myself, Double A, for Phil, Rage, Tony C, and Surfer, we'll see you at 11 o'clock for the post show. Enjoy Fastlane, everybody. Fastlane.
Wanna live faster, faster. I got what you asked for. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. You ain't that shy, baby, don't be acting bashful. Hands all in it like I'm picking out a raffle.